Hey, food bloggers. Thank you so much for joining me in this mindset and self-care focused episode here on Eat Blog Talk. One of the reasons I started Eat Blog Talk was to hold a space to talk about the importance of mindset and self-care. Being an entrepreneur can be a lot. If we are not taking care of ourselves, then getting actionable information about SEO, Pinterest, or whatever else is all moot. I will meet you back here every Wednesday to discuss various mindset and self-care topics so you have the energy and space to tackle the rest.
Thanks, Megan, for the opportunity to share my video services with your listeners. My name is Kara, and I have a food blog called karoha.com. Video is time-consuming, yet another skill that you might not want to master right now, and that's where I can help you. I confidentially shoot for bloggers who need videos for existing or new recipes. I match their look and feel, or help establish a new video style as well. I can create simple hands and pens videos, or more complex edits that include multiple angles and those really captivating slow motions. I deliver a variety of edits for all platforms, horizontal, vertical, square, edits. I just want to make sure that my clients can leverage my work as much as possible. All videos are color graded, have engaging transitions, branded titles, subtitles, etc. You can check out my portfolio on carojensen.com, carojensen.com. If you need help with video in 2024, please get in touch.
Hello, food bloggers. We're back for another self-care and mindset focused episode of Eat Blog Talk. If you haven't already, go listen to episode number 520, which is part one in this series, this money series. In episode 520, I talk about how food bloggers are already set up for success, how wanting more money isn't bad. I also talk through my own money journey over the past 5 to 6 years and how far I've come in that short amount of time, just by doing the few things that I'm discussing here in the series. I also talk through the number one way to bring more money into your business in that first episode. So go listen to that first and then come back here for part two of three in the series, five ways to bring more money into your business. In this episode, I'll talk about two more ways that you're going to bring in more money. Before we get to those two more ways, let's talk really quick about money as energy. I did not understand this concept until recently. I think I'd heard those words before, but it just didn't make sense to me. Money is paper. Money is not energy. And it is paper. It's solid material, but it is also energy because of the way we use it as humans and because of the way our thoughts and beliefs affect how it flows into and through our lives. I found this article because I felt really inadequate when I was trying to put this concept into words myself. So the article is from medium.com, and I have a few quotes from that article that I would love to share with you because it was articulated so well. Part of the article was talking about how we can liken this to the law of attraction, and the quote goes like this, quote, "Like attracts like," suggesting that the energy you emit into the universe attracts similar energy back to you. Applied to the context of money, this means that your thoughts, beliefs, and actions around money contribute to the energetic flow of wealth in your life, end quote. Here is another one from that same article. Quote, "Our beliefs about money create a vibrational frequency that influences our financial experiences. A positive and abundant mindset can attract opportunities, while a scarcity mindset may repel them. By cultivating a healthy and positive money mindset, individuals can tap into the energetic currents of abundance, opening themselves up to new possibilities and financial prosperity," end quote. And the last one from that article that I really loved, quote, "Entrepreneurship in particular can be viewed as a powerful way to generate and channel financial energy. Entrepreneurs, by creating businesses and providing value to society, contribute to the overall abundance of the economic ecosystem. The success of an entrepreneurial venture is not only measured in monetary terms, but also in the positive impact it has on the energetic flow of wealth within a community," end quote. I will put the link to this article in the show notes if you want to go reference it. There's a bunch of other stuff that I loved in that article as well. I think this concept of money being energy is the coolest concept, especially if you are having those good thoughts and positive beliefs about money. Probably not the coolest concept if you're having negative thoughts or bad thoughts and thoughts of lack that are repelling money from coming to you. The good news is, if you are having bad or negative thoughts about money, or if you have a lower vibrational energy, you can always change your thoughts and beliefs at any given moment. And when you do that, get ready for that good energy to start flowing into your life. All the points we talk about in this series address blockages to the flow of this money energy, which can impede wealth. And by working on each point that we talk about, we can open the floodgates for that wealth energy to start flowing into our lives and our businesses. So let's talk about two ways that we can bring more money into our businesses. The second way is track and appreciate every penny. Remember in episode one in the series how I talked about just making that decision to make a change with my financial situation that had been very grim for a long time? One of the first things I did was to create a simple Google sheet that acted as my budget. The sheet also acted as a place for me to just record every single penny that I earned, that I found, or stumbled upon, literally any penny that came into my physical world or my bank account, I tracked in that sheet. The simple act of doing this got me out of that lack mindset, which is I don't have enough money, and into an abundance mindset, which was look at all of this money I have. When you have a list of abundance that has appeared in your life staring at you from your computer or from your notebook, it's really hard to see it any other way. You have to see that abundance. I track literally everything. I track pennies that I find in the street. I'm not lying. Gift cards that are given to me, or even gift cards that I find in my purse that I didn't know were buried at the bottom. I will track that $5 bill that I find in my coat pocket that's been there all summer, coins that roll out of our couch cushions, any earned money or checks that show up in my bank account or my mailbox. Literally everything gets tracked. And every single time money comes to me, even if it is just a penny from the street, I repeat these words. I am a money magnet. When I say that, after money comes to me in any form, it's pure truth. I am a money magnet and I drew it to me. And that makes the energy that surrounds the experience super powerful, which changes the entire vibrational frequency of my relationship with money. I recommend that you do this and see how quickly your money energy increases and how fast your new wealth will start to accumulate. Starting today, track it all. Write down every single thing in a notebook, in your notes app on your phone, or in a sheet on your computer, whichever is easiest for you. Don't dismiss a single penny. Write it down and then appreciate it. You can use my line, I am a money magnet, or if you just want to say thank you, I receive you, or something along those lines, that is totally fine too. You might be wondering at this point, well, what about the bills and expenses and things that I have to give money to? That's the unfun part, right? Like paying the electric bill and the gas bill, and when your car breaks down, paying the mechanic. There are so many things that we pay, so many bills that we have and other expenses that come into our lives, either expectedly or unexpectedly. If bills and these other expenses make you feel bad, typically, I would suggest just try expressing gratitude for these anyway. I know this sounds like it would be really hard, but just experiment with it. Something I started doing a few years ago was thanking each bill I received or that I paid. So it would be like, thank you for electricity to use in our home, or thank you for the medical services that have helped my family. That way I'm putting a positive spin on it that expresses gratitude for the service or the product instead of angst over having to give money away to these places. I'll be honest, this one was a lot more difficult for me to acclimate to than the tracking of money coming in, but I did eventually get there. It took a lot of repetition and over time it started to work. I was truly feeling gratitude for all of these things that we had to pay for. Now, today, there is not a bill that sends me into a panic. I used to get panicked when I would open the mailbox and see Bill sitting there, and then I would let the envelope sit on our counter for a couple of weeks. Every time I looked at it, I would feel just icky inside, and when I opened it, dread would sweep over me. Now I rip open every bill, I look at it without being afraid, and I feel calm no matter what. Even the gigantic amount of taxes I've had to pay to the government in the past 6 months did not send me into a panic. That is a miracle. I actually surprised myself with this one too, feeling that sense of gratitude over paying taxes, because paying more taxes means I'm earning a lot more money. So that's really cool. If there is a service or product that you just don't feel right expressing gratitude for, this could be a sign that whatever the service or product is no longer serving you, your life, or your business, and that you might need to reconsider why you are paying money to this service or product. The third way to bring more money into your business is adopt wealthy habits and qualities. You know how we hear those stories all the time about people who win large amounts of money, whether it's the lottery or some other way, and then they lose it all within a relatively short amount of time? It's because they weren't ready for it. Their energy was not aligned with wealth, so money had no choice but to leave. When money energy comes into your life, it wants to be received with good energy. What environment do you have ready for your money to enter? And maybe you don't know, so let's talk through it a little bit. I always like to think about wealthy individuals that I know, and not just wealthy in terms of money, but wealthy in terms of happiness, freedom, generosity, character, and all of those other good traits. There are definitely people that have a lot of money who don't have a wealthy character, but I never yearn to be one of those people. I want to be wealthy in every sense of the word. So I think of people I know, or I don't necessarily have to know them personally, but maybe I know of them, and I know they live wealthy lives. They have money, but they also have all of those other great character traits that I talked about. I like to think about these people's qualities and habits and the way they treat people and handle their lives. Holding these people in my mind, here is what I can say about them. They have boundaries for themselves and they protect them. They treat people with respect. They use money to improve the lives of others and do good in the world. They don't involve themselves in drama or gossip. They unapologetically love their lives and their wealth. Maybe they travel, they enjoy their time here on this earth. They are generous in spirit, not just with money, but also with their time and knowledge and love. They are kind, they have an abundance of quality relationships, they have uncluttered lives, they have diversified revenue streams, they seek out knowledge and growth constantly, they create lives they love filled with people they love, they regularly exercise and take care of their bodies, they regularly take care of their minds and their thoughts, they delegate well, people respect them as leaders, they don't fill their heads with nonsense or garbage or fears. That is the quick list I came up with, but I'm sure there are many more habits and qualities that those really wealthy people have in their lives. I see each one of these wealthy habits and qualities like an open set of arms, inviting money in and good things in, more abundance in, at a really high vibrational energy. Thinking about the opposites of these qualities and habits, if you don't treat others with respect, if you use money for bad things, if you fill your mind with garbage and listen to negative people gossiping all day, and you don't take care of yourself or have boundaries in your life, that is a breeding ground for a low energy, money repelling situation. I'd encourage you to do what I like to do, just thinking of someone wealthy you know or who you know of, and write out all of their qualities and habits. Start emulating those qualities and habits and watch your money energy change for the better. It's like doing reverse engineering. You've got the wealthy person who lives a wealthy, full, abundant life. What are they doing right? What things are they doing that allows money to flow into their lives so freely? Now do some of those things yourself and keep doing more of them over time and see how that energy changes and how more money is being welcomed into your life. There is a wealthy entrepreneur who I have admired for a long time. Many years I've been following him. And I've just always been in awe of the amount of money he's been able to bring into his business, really just by being himself. At first, this was really head scratching. Like, how in the world does he do this? He's not doing anything really novel. He's just showing up as himself. And he's such a wealthy guy. Over the years, I've just observed some of his wealthy habits and qualities that he allows to shine for the public to see. I don't know this person in real life. And that has helped me to see that he's just done a really good job of creating this good vibration, welcoming bubble known as his life that money is drawn to and flows freely through. So I have two questions to leave you with to end this episode. Are you creating a welcoming environment for money? Or are you creating a low vibe, money repellent business? Either way, you can make improvements and bring more money into your business. So let's recap points 2 and 3 from this episode. Number 2 that we talked about was track and appreciate every penny. And number 3 was adopt wealthy habits and qualities. I will meet you back here in the next episode to talk about the last 2 ways to bring more money into your business. I hope you're enjoying this series. I will see you next time. Thanks for listening. Thank you so much for listening to this mindset and self-care episode here on Eat Blog Talk. If you are a food blogger providing a service for other food bloggers and you want to spread the word about the value that you offer, I would love to offer you a free way to do just this. Send me a 60-second audio clip to be featured in a mindset and self-care episode here on Eat Blog Talk in 2024. Go to eblogtalk.com/audio clip to learn more.